Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, to your enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and the sort of bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for joining us. If this is the first time that you've been listening to the Sons of, or have listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we appreciate your trust. We have about 154 affiliates across the United States of America that trust the content. And what's good about this show, friends, is we're not giving you our opinion. We're holding to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution because we understand, first and foremost, that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. It told us, namely, Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. So with that said, we are broadcasting live in Michigan. We just left Detroit this morning, and we're about 100 miles away from where we were yesterday. Now, on Thursday, we were actually in Livonia, Michigan, and then last night we were at a really cool place. It was called the Metro City Church. I mean, it was all-inclusive, friends. It was just the coolest thing, and I had the opportunity to preach there with a bunch of people that are out there that are actually, in fact, doers of the Word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. But we were at a place called Riverview, Michigan. We left there this morning, as I said. Now we are in Charlotte. I think you pronounce it different here in Michigan. I don't know why the Michiganites actually pronounce it that way, but that is the fact. We are in Charlotte, and again, I hope I'm saying that right. Tonight, by the way, we are going to be, again, October 16th, Saturday, which again is today, at 6 p.m. It starts at 6 p.m. We will be at Real Life Church. Now, folks, the people that have been coming out have been just second to none. They've been filling up the house pretty good. The first one was packed. The second one was mediocre, but the fact of the matter is, folks, when we're out here in Michigan, and I shared a little bit of this with you yesterday, I don't know what's going on out here outside of the fact that I know that the people across this state are standing up against tyranny in a major, major way. I mean, to say the least, everywhere you go, people are standing up. They understand what they're dealing with here in the state of Michigan, and what are they doing? Well, they're getting educated, they're getting equipped, and they are going out and they are beginning to understand the definition of Protestant, which means, you know, Protestant, Protestant, sounds familiar because these people understand that the church is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. So with that said, friends, again, we're going to be tonight, Saturday, October 16th at 6 p.m. We will be at Real Life Church. That is 1848 South Cochran Avenue, Charlotte, Michigan. Again, Real Life Church tonight at 6 o'clock, 1848 South Cochran Avenue, Charlotte, Michigan. Again, friends, that's what they're telling me as to how you pronounce the name. So anyways, with that said, if you want to go ahead and jump online and check us out, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. And when you go to the right side of that page, friends, you will see social media platforms. Please subscribe to the page. We're on outlets all over the country. One of the outlets that we're being majorly censored by illegally right now is not just YouTube, friends. They shut our channel down. We are now rebuilding. But it is Facebook, in fact. Again, I have 767,000 friends over on Facebook, friends. And they're so generous as to actually allow me to have a couple hundred people on my feed. You can't even like the page anymore. But I'm here to tell you, we're not the type to sit down and take this kind of lawlessness. We're just, as they say, giving them enough rope. We have attorneys involved already. We also have, I can't even tell you how many screenshots. I can't tell you how many violations, how many times people have sent us stuff where Facebook has unlawfully actually shared our information, calling us hate group. The list goes on. Hate to these people is telling the truth, but people need to understand hate only tells the truth. It doesn't lie, okay? And that's exactly what love does. Love is the fulfilling of God's moral law, Matthew 22:37. So as long as you know. Do share, but I'm trying to make the point that if you're on a Facebook platform right now, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the top of the page, go to SOL Radio and subscribe. SOL Radio and subscribe to our Rumble feed. That means you don't have to come over to Facebook anymore. That means we're going to put them out of business one way or another. So let's use their platform against themselves. Let them fall upon their own swords, friends, because in fact they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to the page, subscribe to our live feed with Rumble. Also go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, my friend Michael Roach's page, top left side of the page. You can go ahead and check us out on social media platforms. And when you go to the live feed, as a matter of fact, it will tell you the other feeds, friends, that we have available. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do not wait until the last segment. Again, I've got you for 2 hours today. Please do not wait until the last segment. What we want you to do is call in, even if you just got to hold on for a couple of minutes. If you want to contend Jude 3, you can do that. If you want to bring something and add it and bring it to the table so the nation can hear what you have to say. By the way, you're listening to the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. And, again, we just appreciate the 154 cities that are listening to us even now. And not only that, but we are also broadcasting in the 53 countries as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. You get the point. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to some of the topics that we're going to be hitting today, friends, because there's a whole mess of them. The fact of the matter is the government's calling them heroes, but I got a question for you. Why are the heroes running? I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue. The government is calling them heroes. Keep in mind, the same government that has sanctioned the murder of 62 million babies is calling these people heroes. And yes, you got it right. We're talking about Pfizer, Moderna. We're talking about AstraZeneca, friends. We're talking about these experimental jabs. The government is calling these people that are creating these vaccinations heroes. Now, friends, if you look at statistics, even Bayer's reports itself, they're not heroes. They're committing the act, and they are guilty of the act of genocide on so many different levels. Now, this is what I want to say. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. I'm going to show you some video to prove the point as to what I am expressing even now to you, okay? But one of the things that I've shared with you, friends, is people are only going to take it for so long, and it's exactly what we're beginning to see, not just all over the world, but in America as well. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Morning. Welcome to Sons of Liberty, friends. Broadcasting live out of Michigan. We are in a place called Charlotte, I believe is what it's called. And we are going to be, well, we got another event tonight. We had one Thursday. We had one Friday. We're going to have one tonight, October 16th at 6 p.m., Real Life Church, 1848 South Cochran Avenue, Charlotte, Michigan. Again, Real Life Church at 6 p.m., 1848 South Cochran Avenue, Charlotte, Michigan. Hey, folks, can I just do something really quick? I just kind of want to take you on a personal level really quick. Because, you know, there's a lot of cool people out here in the state of Michigan. And with that said, I just kind of want to show everybody what kind of company we keep. You know, the Bible says that we're companions of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. And we have such friends here out in the state of Michigan. And I want to tell you what, both Adam and Beth, they are loyal to the Lord. They are doers of the word in a big way. And folks, I'll tell you what, it's taken a little time, but I'm telling you, we have some real friends in Michigan. Now, before I set this up for you, I want you to understand how this all transpired as to what, again, I'm about ready to show you. We were doing an event on Thursday night, and everybody was drinking some coffee in the back. And they were these little, like, you know, these little English coffee cups, and you had to just barely hold on to them. You know, like the snooty people and the upper echelon of certain human class. And so we were holding the cup, the coffee cup, and I just looked at it, and we had to drink it like I felt like we were English. And we had to drink it in such a fashion where we literally had to hold it like that, and your pinky is, like, you know, out while you're holding the coffee cup, like you're all, you know, trim and proper. And you know, everything with etiquette was all there. And when I did it, I just thought of a scene that I had seen on a documentary, and I just started going, and the minute I started going, all of a sudden, here comes my friends sending these videos over to us. So what I want to do is just take you again into my personal life just for one moment, and I want you to understand that this is the kind of company that we keep. Now, this is my friend Adam and Beth Tekla, and they are out of Michigan again. And I want to show all of our listeners and all of those that are watching this on social media platforms, again, as to the company that we keep here, okay? It's important that you understand that. But go ahead and do your best to check this out and somehow justify it in your mind that these are the kind of people that Bradley Dean hangs out with. Well, I'm the first one to tell you these are the best of friends that we have in Michigan, and we're proud to say so. So check this out. And folks, I got to tell you, when I received that last night, I didn't really realize what was going on during a particular time. And my son came up and said, "Did you see what Adam sent to you?" And I said, "No, what did he send to me?" I said, "I thought it was a picture." He said, "No, it's a video. It's a video." So anyways, again, showing you the kind of company that we keep in Michigan, and we're proud to say so. This is our friends Adam and Bethany. And again, I want to tell you something, friends. The media is hitting Adam pretty hard right now. So not only does he need your prayers, but he also needs your support. And I'm talking about to those people that are in Michigan right now. Adam Hekala, the media is attacking him in a big way. They're lying about him. This is what the mainstream media does. And they're trying to demonize him. And the fact of the matter is what they say and what they do is all illegal, as you well know. So let's understand as to who's telling us the truth here. And I can tell you this right now. It's not the useful idiots in the mainstream media. So let's get over to this. Got much to cover. Again, wanted to share that with you really quick. I just shared this with you the other day. And what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, the corporate-owned Mockingbird media largely silent as millions protest across the world. These are, what are they protesting, you might ask? Well, vaccine mandates worldwide. Now, I want you to understand that I've been highlighting this stuff concerning what's going on in France and Germany and Belgium and Israel and the UK, all over the world, Australia, folks. The world has been up in arms. They have been out on the street protesting the tyrants that most in America, well, they submit to, for a better way of saying it. Put that up against Daniel 3. It doesn't quite jive. Let me say it that way. But, folks, I want you to see this. This is France. This is what the mainstream media means to suppress. They don't want you to see the hundreds of thousands of people that are protesting the government and their unlawful experimental jab mandate. Okay? Why is the world up in arms concerning what's going on? Americans, I want to tell you this. This is happening in Australia. This, again, is happening all over the world. And in America only, the American people are still trying to figure out if their politicians told them the truth this time. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, they didn't tell you the truth this time, and they didn't tell you the truth the last time. So why are you confused? Put that up against Daniel 9:7. We have a friend that's speaking at these same meetings that we are going to. And it's interesting, she flew in from Australia, and you know what she's telling the American people? She told us what I've been telling you for a long time. She said, Australia is waiting for the American people to get this right. The world is depending upon the American people to stand up against this tyranny and put a stop to it now. Why is that so important? And it's interesting. She said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world, identifying yourself in Christ, because that's what she's saying. You are the light of the world. You have been for 244 years in Christ, not outside of Christ. And we have foreigners coming to America saying to the American people at these meetings in particular that I've been the main speaker at, telling the American people with tears in their eyes to get this right. They're pleading with Americans to put a stop to it, because when it stops in America, guess what, friends? It stops all over the world. I'm showing people on social media platforms right now what's going on in New York, the massive protests. The people in New York are saying absolutely not to vaccine passports or mandates, because they understand, in fact, friends, that this is a genocide. You want to cross-check everything I'm telling you? I encourage you to do so. Go to Health Impact News. Look at the VAERS report, friends. More people are dying from these said vaccinations than they are even close to dying from what they call COVID, which has a 99.9% recovery rate. This is how much of the lie the American people are taking. Look at this in London, friends. What's going on, Americans? How is it that in London, in Italy, how is it that they're standing up against corruption in their government, but Americans, you're still sleeping? Do you realize that? You're still sleeping. You still haven't caught on to the fact that you are in the midst of a revolution, a communist revolution. This is a coup right in front of your face. It's not something that's being done in a corner. It's being done right in front of your face. Going back to New York, more protests going on in New York, more protests going on in California, and the list goes on. And, folks, Germany is another one. I want to say this to you, and I want you to hear me carefully. Understand the mind of your enemy, because a good police officer knows the mind of his enemy. I'm going to share with you as to how they're operating right now to censor you and shut you down. Remember how many times I've told you that the world's up in arms? And I just showed you again. And the American people are kind of in the middle way right now. They're still, they go back to sleep, but when another wave comes, they run to the meetings again because somebody has to do something for them that they're not willing to do for themselves. Okay? That's what we're dealing with in America, regardless if you want to come to those terms or not. Folks, I told you before, the communists, they have a saying that when you feel mush, people's willingness to just go submit to corruption in government, when you feel mush, say the communists, what do? They say, go forward, proceed. In America, they're proceeding. The noose is being tightened. The tsunami is coming in and destroying everything in its path. And it's all based on deception concerning this pandemic. Read Ephesians 4:14. But the communists also know and understand that if they're not going to be mush so that they can proceed in roughshod over the top of you, they say that if you feel their steel, that means when the people stand up and resist, the communists understand to retreat. How come they haven't retreated in America yet? Because America still doesn't understand that it's in a war. I'm here to tell you, Americans, you go ahead and mark my words. You show me where I've been wrong in the past, scripturally or prophetically. It's coming to your door if you don't put a stop to it. It's going to come to your front door, Amos 6:3. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and I'm going to give you a little encouraging news as to what's going on in America today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is facing pressure from Republicans to act as he confronts the first major crisis under his leadership, the worsening supply chain crunch. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton spoke with Fox's Jesse Waters.
You're probably not going to be able to get everything you want for Christmas. Well, I mean, who's going to save Christmas for Americans? Pete Buttigieg? I mean, please. Pete Buttigieg couldn't organize a one-car funeral. He's not going to organize our nation's ports and railroads and highways and airports.
Buttigieg is facing increased scrutiny about how to handle delays and backlogs caused by the country's frayed supply chains as the holiday season fast approaches. President Joe Biden admitted during a Friday speech in Hartford, Connecticut, that a $3.5 trillion price tag on his hallmark Build Back Better budget reconciliation bill will be unable to pass the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. Atlas V takes flight, sending Lucy to uncover the fossils of our solar system.
An ambitious project aiming to learn more about the birth and development of the solar system has launched from Florida ahead of a 12-year mission to reach asteroids near Jupiter. During a portion of an interview with ABC News aired on Friday's broadcast of Good Morning America, Jim Monkmeyer, the president of transportation for DHL Supply Chain.
I think domestically, because the truck driving shortage is such an issue, we're going to see issues all the way through 2022.
On Friday's broadcast of NBC's Deadline White House, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a rosier picture.
The president's leadership bringing back our economy, long way to go, but look at the numbers right now. Record-breaking goods coming into this country. Retail sales off the charts.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Michigan. Folks, as I was just saying a couple minutes ago and listening carefully, isn't it interesting, and I'm listening to the commercials just like you are, coming from the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals. Isn't it interesting how all those people that ran for the presidency, isn't it interesting how they've been put into position? And we're talking about those that, I'm talking about Pete Buttigieg, who married another man, and how Biden appointed him to a position in government that oversees what happens in our country. But they, it's not like the New World globalists, friends. It's not like they haven't told us everything. It's not like, as I said during the first segment, it's not like they're hiding this in a corner. No, they're telling you, they're showing you everything that they're doing. But I want to counter the lies that are being told by Pete Buttigieg. You know, what did you expect from a sodomite that married a man? I mean, folks, again, remember, homosexuality, it's not a sin. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. The list goes on. The New Testament talks about it in the book of Jude. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Americans, for those that are just giving a pass to this sodomite agenda, and I'm going to get some more of that in just a couple minutes, you need to understand that you are accomplices before God by tolerating the crimes of a small percentage of the people in this country that want to tear down your constitutional and the enumerated laws which protect your freedoms. Remember what John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said? He said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious under the Christian umbrella. He said it's made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Why do you put up with this, America?
They're aiming for your kids. And I told you this 15 years ago. And what did people do? Did they support what we were saying? No, because they didn't support the Word of God. And why didn't they support the Word of God? Because they don't belong to God, yet they go around calling themselves Christians. You are not Christians. You are hypocrites. And at the end of the day, you deserve exactly what you get. Those that go on in their sin are going to die in their sin. And we all know where sinners go. Sinners go where, concerning the place called hell, which was named 54 times, not because Christ rejected them, but because they rejected Christ. Okay? Just want to make sure we're all on the same page. I'm highlighting what was just talked about from another sodomite to the mainstream media, and they're useful idiots telling you the opposite of what is true. He told you how the supply lines were great and retail was up. He's lying to you. Let me just say it this way. Isaiah 5:20, they put the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. That's how these thick-minded reprobates operate, just like their father, John 8:44. But this is what I want you to see. Did you all know, even the mainstream media, as I just told you, friends, they're not hiding this. A record number of cargo ships off the California coast shows a crack in the supply chain. Is that what you just heard from the likes of a Pete Buttigieg who's living a lie? Do you expect the guy that's living a lie to actually tell you the truth? Absolutely not. No wonder why they call these people backwards. And somehow or another, people just sit back and they tolerate their crimes against the truth, which was bought and paid for at the expenditure of the blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary. And you're just going to go ahead and let them turn the lights out, friends? No. Not here. We don't do that. Not here. We don't do that. Let me go back to what I was talking about and finish up that point so we can get to the next one. I just highlighted the fact that, friends, corporate-owned media, Mockingbird Media, you can go ahead and check that out online. As I've said before and I say again, and I encourage you, cross-check everything we're telling you here on the Sons of Liberty Radio morning show and afternoon show with me, Bradley Dean, and the morning show host, Tim Brown. Cross-check everything we're telling you. We want you to. Why do you think big tech companies are censoring us? Not because we're lying to you, but because, in fact, we're the ones telling you the truth, exposing them for who they are, Romans 3:20. But I just got done showing you all over the world they're in protest, right? America is beginning to wake up. Hey, folks, do you all understand that you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up? What are you talking about, Brad? Remember when I told you when they were going to use the FBI against the American people, I said it was going to completely backfire? Well, guess what? Once again, we were right. Because we understand, because we've been attacked by these people 1,000 times. You know, let me tell you something, friends. When you go to 1 Samuel 17, we see little David. He was still but a youth. He was a stripling, the Bible says. He was a youth. He was anointed by God to be set as a light to judge wicked nations, to establish righteousness upon the earth. God's righteousness. You know, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. David understood that in a big way. Isaiah 51, verse 4. In Samuel, 1 Samuel 17, it talks about David, who was out at the sheep cot protecting the sheep. He didn't open the doors to the wolves like the hirelings in America have done for the last 60 years in this country, John 10, 12. Nope, he was there to protect them. And the Bible tells us that he took down a bear and a lion. Now, that wasn't within his own strength. That was by the anointing of God, the strength of God. Also read Psalm 27 and Psalm 18, not in that order. But isn't it interesting, when little David came out, he looked at Saul, the older generation, who stood back and allowed a Goliath to defy the armies of the living God. When David came out, just giving supplies to the king and the children of Israel, he seen the offense, and he was instantaneously offended by that of Goliath. And he already knew that God was raising him up to take out Goliath, and did he have a doubt in his mind that he can do it? Absolutely not, because he already tested. He was tested, and he proved the God of Israel, David did. And what did David do when he went out there? He told Saul, he told the children of Israel, listen, I've already taken out a bear. I've already taken out a lion protecting the sheep. I can surely take out Goliath. And what did his brother say to him, Joab? What did he say? We know your pride, David. Pride had nothing to do with it. He mistook pride for the confidence that David had in his God. David was not afraid of Goliath. Saul and the children of Israel were afraid of Goliath. And by the way, what you fear is who you serve. Let me say it again. What and who you fear is whom you serve. That's a fact. Either you fear God, filially, or diabolically, or you fear man. Period. No in-between. He feared God, and the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that he had strong confidence. So here comes David, tells Saul, listen, I can do this. Saul offers him his armor, and what did David say? No, he did it out of respect for Saul, and I like to put it in terms like this. It doesn't fit the new generation. So here goes David. Saul said, go ahead. I'm sure they all suspected that David was going to be wiped out by the Goliath, not knowing who his God truly was. Hello. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting me down, saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Kick the hell out and get to heaven in by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what David did. He took his sling. He picked up five smooth stones. And what did he do? The Lord directed one of them, and he took out Goliath because it sunk into his forehead. But this is what I want you to understand. This is the lessons that the Lord will teach you if you go through the testings and the trials and the persecutions and the mockings and the scoffing. What are they? Yes, David used a stone to kill Goliath, but I want you to pay attention to this because this is the job of the church. Pay attention to what David did after that. David went over to Goliath, and he took Goliath's sword, and with Goliath's sword, he took off Goliath's head. That's how you win the day today in America. And again, just let me give you, going over to the U.S. Constitution, predicated upon the Word of God, justice guards our liberties. And King David knew the justice and judgment of God and what had to be done to send the message to the Philistines that we will no longer be subservient to you or the monsters that you create. That's exactly how the American people better look at their God and respond to their God through his commandments. Read Deuteronomy 4 when you get a moment. Now look what's happening across America, friends. Look what's happening. I told you that when the FBI, that unconstitutional agency, by the way, so is the CIA, an unconstitutional agency, and so is the BLM, and so is the ATF, and so are all of these other agencies that have been created over the last 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 years. They're all unconstitutional. But what happened after the parents went out protecting their children, really from federal government and the corrupt in government, along with the mainstream media? That's why they're putting sodomites in the media to go ahead and push forth the message in hopes that they can groom your children to be a prey before them and their crimes against children. They're pedophiles. Well, remember when all the parents rose up, and they still are? I told you that when the FBI was unlawfully sicked on the parents, I said it was going to backfire. Didn't I say that? Yes, I did. I told you it was going to backfire, friends. And what has happened? I've told you this 100 times, and I'll say it again for the new listeners. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, because, friends, they are. I'm all over the country. I'm on the grassroots level, and I am telling you there's a different tone with the American people. Let the bad guys steal your steel, because what you haven't come to terms with, the majority of you, is the fact that you are under attack. You are, in fact, under attack. Okay? What happens, friends? Well, we have 427,000 parents that stood up against the threat from treasonous and disgraceful Joe Biden, Luke 22:48, and they stood up and they went after their school boards again. That's the message to tell the communists This is our steal. Let them feel it, Americans. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And I just had Tim Brown share some information concerning what's on those ships on the coast. Now, I can't confirm what I'm seeing, and I'm hoping that Tim is listening right now to basically confirm what it is that I'm seeing, but I'm going to show it to you, okay? This is footage from a drone on one of those ships off the coast of America. And it states, the little meme on the post is, drone footage of those cargo containers on the West Coast and East Coast, surely the same. And it shows, if I'm correct in what it is that I'm seeing here, they're Muslims on these ships, these cargo ships. Again, it's drone footage that are worshiping Allah. But again, these are the cargo containers on the West Coast and East Coast. Surely, we must pay attention and take heed as to what may be going on the East Coast even now, friends. You all know, let's not play stupid concerning what's going on here. You all do know that we have 35 jihadi camps on American soil, right? You do all understand that I am right outside of Detroit, right by Dearborn. And it's interesting that I'm from Minnesota, and there's a large population of Muslims that are being, in fact, planted in certain areas around the state of Minnesota. And we all know that our borders are wide open, not just the southern border, but also the northern borders. And I, again, friends, I don't know what needs to happen for the American people to wake up out of their slumber, but you have an individual who is, in fact, responsible for treason against his own country, just like the Clintons, just like Obama, and not a one of them has been prosecuted, as it was promised under Donald Trump. But it's interesting that somehow or another, the American people believe that Joe Biden can be at the helm. We all know he's there by fraud, voter fraud. We all know that we didn't support him. We didn't vote him in. We all know that. All over the country, we know that as a fact. But yet, there he sits, committing more treason against the American people. And I speak this to the 53 countries that are listening to me now. I'm here to tell you that that's a lack of Christianity. It's a lack of patriotism. These are not real conservatives in this country. The people in this country in America are naive and they are foolish. I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about those that are still slumbering in the face of who's at the helm of this country right now. And folks, as John Calvin rightly said, that when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. Okay? And in this country, we have no business talking about rulers because the only one that we submit to is God. And our representatives submit to us as we delegate authority that's been given unto us by God to them. But most Americans don't understand that I'm speaking to 53 countries right now that are listening. I know a lot of you countries right now are looking to America as the last beacon of hope. I understand that. I really do. As I said just a couple segments ago, we have people coming in from Australia that are a part of these meetings that we are at that have tears in their eyes, pleading with the people in this country to wake up and get this right by dealing with corruption in their government to put a stop as to what's going on the global basis. Do you think for one moment you're going to tolerate an individual that's already known for plagiarism back in 1988? He's a liar. He's corrupt from the top of his head to his corrupt toes. We see his criminal administration's been appointed. What do we see? We see communists. You can call them socialists all you want, but we need to understand that the end of socialism is communism. Somehow or another, 53 countries, the American people believe that it will. That they're still okay and everything's good, and this is just going to go away, not realizing that treasonous Joe will, in fact, and is, in fact, you can mark my words on this, at the end of the day, he will use China and he will use Russia as mercenaries. For those that think that that is way out there, you better understand what our forefathers threw off through the Declaration of Independence. Most people don't take the time to read the usurpations, but guess what the usurpations were, friends? King Tyrant, George. I should say the tyrant King George across the pond. You know what he did? He hired the Hessians. They were German mercenaries. He was using the Indians. He was using slaves to turn on his own people. And when that didn't work, guess what he would do? He would basically trump up crimes against innocent people in the colonies. And if they didn't join the British and be loyal to the British crown, I should roll back a little bit. He expected the people in the colonies during the founding of our country to kill their own brothers. And everything I just highlighted to you concerning what it was that our forefathers wouldn't put up to the Declaration of Independence, concerning the usurpations, it's exactly what you are seeing today in America. Agencies have been created to war against you individually. As you can well see, war against your children, war against your babies, war against every facet of your life, giving way to foreigners and rejecting our veterans. Oh, my goodness, friends. You want me to keep going on? Because America, ringing the bell, blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, trying to tell you, you are the ones that are under attack. But for you to sit there and allow an individual that is in fact responsible for committing the act of treason against you and allow him to remain, I'm talking about lawful removal by the people in this country, Article 2, Section 4, lest my enemies put words into my mouth that I did not say. Unless the American people stand up lawfully, impeach him, and prosecute him and the entirety of his criminal administration, I say to the 53 countries, we're all done. We're all going to go down in history as the greatest fools in the history of mankind. Because the people in this country, they're armed, number one, they're armed with knowledge, with light, they're armed with the Second Amendment, and yet they still refuse to stand up and right the wrongs before God and man. That's why this same administration, in fact, friends, is trying to disarm you. They're trying to censor your free speech. They're attacking your livelihood. Americans firing people that don't submit to the communists. Hey, folks, Joe Biden is acting in such a fashion, friends, as an agent of communists in a big way. Have you figured that out yet? Have you figured it out yet, friends? He's attacking every facet of your life. And here, this is what I want you to hear. I just got done reading the book of Amos, 1-9. And the Lord continuously allowed the bad guys to do the things that bad guys do. It's called the judgments of the Most High God. He's allowing it to happen. He's ordaining it to happen. Deuteronomy 28:68. As the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, he will also rejoice over you to do you evil. Why? Because you have not, out of gratitude, kept his commandments. In dealing with the corrupt, there is no excuse for the American people, 330 million people, to stand back and tolerate the overthrow of their own government, mainly through the people, because Americans, you again are the government in this country, and I'm about ready again to show you that. We the people. We the people. It's we the people, not they the government. It's we the people, folks. And as long as we're lawful under God, we're promised the victory. If not, we're promised defeat. And if we're defeated, we've done it to ourselves. Numbers 32:23. There is nobody to blame for what's going on in this country more than the American people who fail to take responsibility for the corruption in their government that you have, in fact, tolerated for how many decades in this country? Shameful, shameful, shameful. This administration is attacking our military right now. They're attacking the Navy SEALs. They're attacking the parents. They're attacking, again, one more time, everything that we stand for in this country. Why? As George Soros rightly said, America is the great obstacle to the New World Order. And we need to remain that obstacle. We're going to take a quick break. Hour two coming up. Love you by what we do. We'll be right back on the other side of this hard break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.